Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How are you?
All right, mate. Now, you didn't get to Bellerive to see the demolition yesterday.
No, unfortunately not. Had I known that was going to play out the way it did, I would have made my way over very, very quickly, because you're obviously referring to Jackson Bird, who was outstanding, it's fair to say, 7 for 18 with the ball yesterday. Unbelievable stuff. And New South Wales rolled for their lowest ever total, 32. 32 they were out for. So amazing stuff, really, isn't it? And Tassie in a really good position now, it's fair to say. They actually bowled out for 191. So New South Wales will start the third day needing 492 runs for victory with 2 days left to go. So obviously they got time to get those runs, but when you get out for 32, 492 looks pretty intimidating in the second inning, I reckon.
Yep, minus Warner and Smith, they've got no chance, I reckon.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No. Anyway, that was
I
watched the highlights this morning. It was beautiful to watch.
Yeah, it was.
Almost brought a tear to my eye. I love beating the Blues at any sport. All right, let's go to footy. There's a couple of close games on the weekend. The Essendon Hawks game was a one-pointer.
It was crazy, wasn't it? Essendon leading by 39 points at half-time, and Hawthorn just fought back beautifully, and even towards the end of the game, I guess Essendon were going to win, but Hawthorn got that late goal, and Essendon supporters filthy with that result. But Hawthorn, that was a fantastic result for them. Obviously, a lot of people predicting it might be a long year for the Hawks, but they've certainly started the season really well. I guess the big talking point out of the weekend is, well, not just Adelaide's win, which was just unbelievable.
Yes.
12 points over Geelong.
Yeah.
No one would have picked them in a tipping competition, I wouldn't have thought. No. That's a huge result. But Patrick Dangerfield, his hit on Jake Kelly of the Crows, he's gone straight to the tribunal. So can't take another guilty plea or anything. He's going straight there. So some are saying it might be 2 or 3 weeks he might potentially miss. We'll have to wait and see. But that's certainly another big talking point. Your Lions too, Darren. That's a huge result for the Sydney Swans, going up there with a really young team and beating the Lions, who everyone I think will finish in the top four later this year. So that was a huge result. No other huge surprises. St Kilda were a little undermanned, but still got the job done against GWS, which is a good result for them. But apart from that, most of the results went the way we thought they would.
What about the bad luck for Alex Pearce? That's amazing, the amount of injuries that young man's had. Just
you speak about a tear in your eye for Jackson Bird for the right reason. You have a tear in your eye for Alex Pearce on Saturday. I think it was 600-odd days that he hadn't played a game of footy. I caught up with him last year, and the amount of rehab that he's had to do has just been unbelievable. And while it doesn't look like it's going to be a long knee injury, like a 12-month or anything, it's still pretty gut-wrenching to see that happen. Some people just have bad luck, don't they? And he's one of those, and we wish him all the best in his recovery.
Indeed. All right, so what happened in AFLW on the weekend?
Yeah, a couple of upsets over the weekend. A big one over West yesterday with Melbourne defeating Fremantle by 5 points, 37-32. Brisbane Lions and North Melbourne, they played an important game at the Gabba on Saturday night, and the Lions got the job done by 15 points, 35-20. Collingwood smacks St Kilda, which we thought. The Giants just snuck home against Geelong. So with one round to go, if we have a look at the ladder, still a few teams that can mathematically make it. They're going to have big wins, though. I reckon the top six is just about set in stone. That is Brisbane, Collingwood, Adelaide, Fremantle, Melbourne and North Melbourne. Carlton, Bulldogs and Giants are all on 16 points. So as I said, they can still get in if they win and results go their way. But their percentage is pretty bad. In fact, you'd rule out the Doggies and the Giants. Carlton's probably the only one that can really get in there now, so we'll wait and see what happens in the final round of the season.
Amazing result for Shane Van Gisbergen at Sandown yesterday. So he's got a broken collarbone, well, a couple of weeks ago. So he drove in a bit of pain, and he goes from 17th to 1st. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, imagine being in that car too with a broken collar or recovering from a broken collarbone. You're in there wedged in so tight. Not much room, and so for what he's been able to achieve, unbelievable. So he started the season so well, hasn't he? And you know, the clean sweep again. Obviously, they'll look forward to coming down here now. I think that's the next event in the series here at Simmons Plains, which is really exciting. So only a few weeks away now, and he's going to be hard to beat there as well. I reckon Shane Van Gisbergen is a star.
Well, 5 out of 5 for him. Right, let's go to A-League. What's going on there?
Yeah, we had a few games yesterday. Wellington Phoenix and Brisbane Roar played out a 1-1 draw, and Newcastle Jets and Adelaide United went head-to-head, and it was United winning that one 4-1. Got a game tonight, actually. Melbourne City and the Central Coast Mariners at 7:05. The game between Sydney FC and Melbourne Victory Saturday postponed in Sydney. Obviously, it's been torrential rain up there over the weekend. MacArthur, though, they played their game, a 2-1 win over Western United. So their season goes continues to go really nicely. And Western Sydney Wanderers, far too good for Perth Glory on Friday night. 3-0 winners. So look at the table. Still Central Coast on top, but Western Sydney Wanderers have caught up despite playing an extra game now. So it's pretty tight at the top of the A-League.
NPL got underway in the weekend. Strikers defeating Launceston City. Well done, Strikers. And their women's team, first year in the WSL, had a win over South Hobart. So good start to the season for the Devonport Strikers. Right, what's happening in NBL?
Yeah, obviously back to the regular season now. So we had two games yesterday. Sydney Kings defeated the Cairns Taipans by just 2 points, 75-73. Melbourne United was too good for Illawarra. They bounced back there, Melbourne United, because on Friday night they were smacked by the Sydney Kings by 28 points. That was a huge result for the Kings Friday night. If we go back to the other Friday night game too, Perth was too good for Cairns, 93-75. And a couple of games Saturday as well, 96-89 was the Phoenix over Adelaide, 36 and Brisbane were too good for New Zealand. We've got a game tonight actually out west at 9:30, so a late night Monday night for basketball fans. Perth is at home to the Adelaide 36ers. So the Wildcats still on top of the table. They've only got 10 wins compared to Melbourne United in second with 11, but they've played two less games than most of the competition. So they're going pretty well, the Wildcats.
They sure are. Bryce Cotton's a star. All right, Australian Rowing Championships, by the way, starting today at Lake Barrington. They're expecting some rain tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. It's more than likely. But anyway, good luck to everyone out there. Day one of the Australian Rowing Champs. First time for, I think, 11 years. So that's very good. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.